History of Medicine. Hydrotherapy comes home, Antonio Diaz Pena and the first printed manual in Uruguay. Montevideo, 1861. Author, Augusto Soiza La Rosa. Abstract. Hydrotherapy, a medical practice based on the use of water to promote healing, emerged in the 19th century as an alternative to orthodox medicine, which was dominated by invasive and often harmful methods such as bloodletting and the use of drugs. Practiced by so-called hydropaths, this doctrine was based on the stimulus-reaction habituation triad, administering cold water in various forms, baths, rubs, or immersions. Despite its lack of proven effectiveness, hydropathy was popular and accepted in its day, partly because it did not harm the patient. Antonio Diaz Pena was a leading figure in the dissemination of this practice in Montevideo. In 1861, he published his Manual de Hidropatia Domestica, Manual of Domestic Hydrotherapy, an accessible and didactic work, largely translating or copying from European publications, especially those of the Englishman Edward Johnson. The work, printed in Montevideo and considered rare, promoted hydropathy as a divine science, with roots in the sacrament of baptism, combining natural medicine with evangelical arguments. Diaz Pena defended hydrotherapy as a safe practice, recommending its use in hospitals and in everyday life, as well as proposing the incorporation of hydropaths into official medical institutions. The opposition from orthodox doctors was strong, defending their monopoly and rejecting treatments that, although ineffective, did no harm, unlike traditional therapies. Hydrotherapy, accompanied by a wave of publications and sanatoriums, even became a popular option in Montevideo, with clinics such as that of Luis Curbelo Baez. Although it has now fallen into oblivion, in its day it represented a notable alternative to conventional medicine, reflecting the resistance to change and the search for less invasive solutions at that time.